We will begin on the Vav and Beis, the last words of the Abin Moshe Nazir L'Dover. Yesterday in the Mishnah, we had discussed various kabbonis that if somebody designated a certain amount of money for the carbon and he had leftover money, what is the money? What do we do with that money? And the Mishnah said that if somebody had designated money for the karbonis of a nazir, and then he had leftover money, that money is brought as a nedava. A person who's a nazir has to bring, when he finishes his naziris, three different types of karbonis. He has to bring a keves la'ayla, a kifsa bashnasa l'chatos, and an ayel shlomim. So, says the Gemara, so the Mishnah, that if somebody had collected this money, and now he had leftover money, it goes for the nidras kesem mizbeach. Comments of Chizda. Rav Chizda Omar, when was this halacha said? Who should carve a chatos l'psoif? That the nazir, the halacha is that even though the Torah does tell us the order in which the kabbana should be brought, the halacha is that if you did not bring that order, it's still fine. So says Rav Chizda, if this person brought the oila and the shlomim, and now he spent the money to buy an oila and shlomim, and the only carbon that he needs to bring now is the carbon khatas, and he now went and bought a carbon khatas, and the leftover money is moise khatas, and as we learned, moise khatas goes for the dover. Avli carve shlomim b'soif, but if the last carbon that he bought, that means he brought the carbon chatos and he brought the carbon oila, then, and the only money that's left was to buy the carbon shlomim, which he now goes and buys, and he has leftover money. Since we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, the mois is shlomim, that the leftover money for shlomim is shlomim, and that's the money that he now has left over. So that's why the mois would be carbon shlomim. And truthfully, if he would have left the last money to be a carbon oila, also the maisa would not be in the dava, because we learned in the Mishnah, maisa oila is oila. And as we explained yesterday, quoting the Migdash David, maisa chatos cannot be used for a chatos, because somebody can't bring a carbon chatos unless he's obligated to bring a carbon chatos. So if he has mois chatas money, that can't go for chatas. It goes for nidvas keitz mizbeach. Whereas, if somebody has oila money, leftover oila money, the halacha is you could bring a nidvas oila as a nedava. If somebody has leftover shlomim money, the halacha is one could bring a shlomim as a nedava, and that's why that money would be used for that purpose. But Rav Zeira disagrees. I'm Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira disagrees with Rav Chizda, and he says, afilu karva shlomim l'psoif, he brought the chatas, he brought the oila. He had leftover money, and that money he was going to bring, he used to come and shlomim, and now he has leftover money. Halacha achasi, the halacha is still the same. The halacha remains, the halacha achasi, nozer, she moisa nedava. That all the money, all the leftover money is used for a chatas. And the way to understand Rav Zeira's opinion is that the simple way of explaining is that there's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, the meiser nazir goes to nedava. Another way of explaining this, explaining Rav Zeira's opinion, is that Rav Zeira's opinion is that when the person separated the money, he separated it for the purpose of all three kabbonis. He chose to bring sometimes he chooses to bring the chatas last, sometimes he chooses to bring the oiler last, sometimes he decides to bring the shlomim last. But that doesn't change that when he designated the money, his intention was that all the money should be for the various kabbonis that he's mechuyev to bring. And in those kabbonis, as we just finished explaining, is a chatos. And since within those kabbonis is a chatos, and once you have a moisa chatos, the halach is that the moisa chatos is brought as in the dova. So therefore, the fact that this was first or last should not make a difference. Says the Gemara, Mesnisim Messiah Ladein, Masnisim Siladein. There are brises that support both of these opinions. So says the Gemara, Masnisim Siladein Reb Zeira. There's a brise that supports the opinion of Reb Zeira. As we learned in Masech the Nazir, there's a concept of Maas Mefarashim. Maas Mefarashim means money that the Nazir separated for his kabbonis, and he said on every one of the and all the money, he said, this money should be for the chatos, this money should be for the oila, and this money should be for the shlomim. The Gemara then speaks about maas tumim. Maas tumim is when the nazir separated money to fulfill his obligations as a nazir, but he did not identify which money will be for what. The halacha in Masechta Nazir is taught that if the nazir passes away and he leaves money for his kabbonis, if they're mufarashim, then it's each one of the piles of money, of the stacks of money, we treat, as we learned in the previous year, Maisa Chattis is treated like Maisa Chattis, Maisa Oila is treated like Maisa Oila, Maisa Shlomo is treated like Maisa Shlomim. But if the money is Stumim, says the Braisa, Kol Shad Mei Chattis, Maisis Merovus Behem, since there's mixed into this money, the money that was designated for Karban Chattis, and the owner of this carbon passed away, the halacha is that Chattis, Shemesa Balea, a Karban Chattis who the owner passed away, Lemisa Azla, the halacha is that we treat it like the Mei Chattis, but Fila Hitfish the Mei Chattis Metoichai, even if we separated out money for Karban Chattis, and the other money now is oil and Shlomo Mamim, still they have the din of Maas Tumimheim, and they're put away from the Dova. So we see that it doesn't make a difference if the Chattis money is separated out or not. The money is always used. If the money is always used, all the money is used from the Dova. But then says the Gemara, Masnisim Sailor of Chizda, there's a brisa that corroborates of Chizda's opinion. If somebody says, Elul Chatosi, somebody says, I'm using this money for my Karban Chattis, Vashar Shanizrasi. So he separated out money that's going to be used for the Karban Chattis, and the rest of the money he's going to be using for the other Kabbonis, Umeis, and he passes away. So this brisa says, the money that was designated for Karban Chattis could go to the Yam HaMelech, like any situation where Chattis Shemesu Baleha. The rest of the money should be divided. Half should be used for Karban Oila, and half should be used for Karban Shlomim. Me'al B'Kulam, now there's another halacha. The halacha, as we will learn in Masechta Mila in Mitzvah Hashem, is that an animal or money designated for Kachi Kachim is subject to Mila. An animal or money that's designated for Kachim Kalim is not subject to Mila. Me'al B'Kulam, so somebody took all this money that we have now, the Chattis and Oila money, and he used it for his own purposes, so he's subject to Mila. Because there's Oila money here, Oila's Kachi Kachim. But if he used only some of the money, we need to assume that in that money is the Shlomim money, and Shlomim is not subject to Mila. V'loy Amar, and the Braisa did not say, but we say wherever there's Chattis money, wherever it was Chattis money, the halacha is it should be that all the money goes to Nadav according to Reb Zeira. What do we see here? Because since the Chattis money was separated out, so all I'm left with is Shlomim money or Oila money, and Shlomim money and Oila money don't go when you have leftover money to Nadidus Ketzim Mizbeach. We began our shir by saying that when a Nazir completes his Naziris, he has to bring three types of Kabbonis, Chattis, Oila, Shlomim. But besides having to bring Kabbonis, he has to bring Menachas and the Sochim. We said that he brings a Keves L'Oila, and with that Keves he brings a Mincha, Isorin Soilus and Isorin of Fowler, Bola B'Revias Hin Shemin, mixed together with a Revias Hin of Oil. The Sochav of that carbon, a revius hahin yayin. We said he has to bring a kifsa l'chatos. The chatos doesn't have not a mincha, not a sochim attached to it. He has to bring an ayil l'shlomim. The mincha that's brought along with that shlomim is shnei asroinim soilus, two asroinim, a flour, belulim b'shlishis hahin shemen, mixed with a third hahin shemen, Unasachav and the nesachim that are brought with that come in shlamim, a shlishis a hin yayin, or a third of a hin yayin. He also has to bring lachmei nazar. The lachmei nazar are 10 rikikin, wafer type of bread, and 10 chalois, meshuchim b'shevin. Says the Gemara of Chizda Omer, mois lachmei shal nazar. So if the nazar designated money for his breads, and then the money's left over, or he passed away, Yurkov. The halacha is that that money should be left to that money should be left to go to the disposed. Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Yos, Rabbi Chizda is correct in saying this. Kiva b'fnei atzmai ein yochel. The halacha is to buy breads with it and bring them on their own. You can never do that. There's never a situation that you bring the lachmei nazar by themselves. The lachmei nazar are brought together with the other kabbanis of the nazar. Here where the nazar, unfortunately, is not bringing the other kabbanis, so then he's not going to bring, or not necessarily unfortunately, it could be left over also, he can't bring that for lachem itself. Lahakrav im nazir sacheris. So maybe this person is going to take upon himself again to be a nazar. And if he takes upon himself again to be a nazar, so maybe we could suggest that he'll use that money for that time. Says the Gemara, "Hakriva im nazacheres ain at yochel is not a option." Shein lecha naziris b'balay lechem. When you accept the naziris, you have to bring lechem, and you can't use the lechem that was there from before, or to give the lechem to a different nazar. Lefum kein tzarech meimer. Because of this, says the Gemara, mais lachmei shel nazar yurkav. There's no other option but let this bread decompose. Savrin meimer. So they assumed who lachmei who mais nesachav. That whatever we said is the halacha by the lechem is going to be the same halacha, but whatever was designated for the nesachim or nesachim or for the menachas. That again, if you have left over, or the nazar couldn't bring it, the halacha is yirkav that's left to be composed. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabboin, Mois and Nesachav, when we look at the Mois and Nesachav, the Nesachim are kachi kachaminim, and we've been learning that the halacha is that Mois and kachi kachim is always yippul nadava. So that's why the Gemara says that all Mois and kachi kachim are brought to nadava. Of course, the Mefarshim point out that isn't necessarily a hard and fast rule, because we began to shear that meiser chatos, which is a carb, which is kachi kachim, is not brought for nidus case mizbeach. So it's not always the rule, but it seems that it's the general rule, and that's what the Gemara is trying to tell us. That generally, that's what should be done, except for here. Adatid Rabbi Yosef Rabun Aliv de Chizda. According to the opinion of Yosef Boyin and the opinion of Chizda, that we said they should be put to decomposed, once we've established that that's the opinion of Chizda, says the Gemara, we could say that these three Amoraim hold the same. Rav Chizda had the Maran that we just learned, the Moshe Nesachim, which is considered Moshe Kachikachim, go to Nadova. Shmuel, where do we see that Shmuel's opinion is the same? Says the Gemara, Damar Rabbi Yosi, Adan not Taman. While I was still in Etzisro, Shemat Koil Rabbi Yehuda Shol Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel, Hifra Shiklo Yemes, if somebody designated money for a shkolim, for his machsa shekel, and he passed away, what should be done with that money? Amle Yiplu Nadova. Because what do we do with the machzah shekel? We buy kabbanis, which are kachi kachim. And kachi kachim, and now when this person died, so this falls into the category of maisa kachi kachim. And he says that the halacha of maisa kachi kachim is that yiplu nadava. So we see that his opinion is that we always put the maisa kachi kachim, like Rav Chizda just said, for a nadava. Says the Gemara Rav Lezer, also says that Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar also says that the Meiser goes for Nadava, because we learned in yesterday's year, Meiser Asiris Eifer Shaloi, if the Kohen Gadol, we said not only the Kohen Gadol, but even a Kohen Hedyot, on the day of his inauguration, to become a Kohen Hedyot has to bring a Kohen Mincha of Moisa Sirus Eifa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, if you have Moisa, if you left over money, Yolichim Yolam HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was that you take it to Yolam HaMelech. Rabbi Lazar's opinion was, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yiplun Adavar. This is again money which is Kachi Kachim. And we're learning here that this money, which is Kachi Kachim, when you have Moisa, it goes to Nadavar. So we have three opinions that are consistent that when you have leftover money, it goes. When you have leftover money, it goes to Kachi Kachim. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Moisa Shvuyim, if they collected money for a person who is in captivity, for Pidyon Shvuyim, and then they have leftover money, so the halacha is L'Shvuyim. That money should be left on the side, that if Chas V'Shalom there will again be such a circumstance, they'll have that money for that purpose. Moisa Shavi, but if money was collected for a specific individual, and then they had leftover money, the halach is that that money should be brought, it should be brought for that individual. So the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRosh discusses a situation where money was collected for a person who was in captivity, and then that person that person was satisfied where he was, and he never accepted to be redeemed. What's going to be that locha? So he says, since they collected money for him to free him, and he didn't accept it, the locha is that money goes back. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says that if he's not willing to accept it, it will go. If he's not willing to accept it, it will go to his family. Meiser Aniyim, if there's money left over that was collected for poor people, the money should be used Laniyim to use for other poor people. Meiser Ani, if the leftover money, money was collected for a specific individual, then it should be brought Meiser Ani for that specific individual. It should be brought for that specific individual. The Shulchan Aruch says the Gemara, Meiser HaMesim, if there's leftover money that was collected for a person who passed away and they did not have the ability to pay for the levaya or for whatever else the mace needs, so it should be used, and they have a fund for such situations, the halacha is it should be used lemesim. The money should be put away for other people who need it. Meiser HaMes, if money was collected for a specific individual that passed away without funds, and they collected for his levaya, and then this person, Rahman Slam, passed away, liyarshav, that the money should be put away should be given to his yarshim. Rameya says that he's not quite sure if the mace is agreeable to that, and therefore he holds mace hamace yaman chashiyav aliyot should be left to the side until aliyot comes and decide and tells us what to do with it. Reb Nosson says mace hamace, the leftover money, b'adin lo nefesh al kivrei, we use to build a metzeva. So our Mishnah said the mace hamace liyarshav. The Pischei Tshuva says that according to this opinion, that let's say the Gabbai wants to put away the money to make a mitzvah, and the Yair says, no, I want that money for myself. That in those days, not every mace necessarily had a mitzvah. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Ratvaz, that the Yair would prevail. However, says the Ratvaz, if the minig of that family is that they always make a mitzvah on top of their relative's cover, then they would have to do it for that. They would have to put it away for that purpose. Our Gemara, we're going to speak about it more than once. And the Gemara calls a mitzvah nefesh. So I saw that the Malach HaShalima says that why is it called a nefesh? Because the nefesh, there's always a remnant of the nefesh of this person who passed away at that kever. And as the Medrash says, when a person passes away from the world, his nefesh is left by the kever, and that's still, he's still connected. That's why the Metzeva is called a nefesh. And that's why the minig was to write about the mace on the Matseva, because that's where he means. I saw that the Malach HaShleim explains that when a person passes away, the Pasuk says, by Yaakovin v'shuchafti imavoysai, that refers to the neshama that goes up to Shemayim. V'nesosani is the ruach, and the kvartani is in the nefesh. And even though the neshama and the ruach leave this world, the nefesh is still left by the kever. Another pshat we'll discuss this morning in the Gemara is that the metseva is a schus for the person that passed away, and since the metseva is a schus for the person who passed away, so that's why it's called nefesh. His neshama has hanof from it. So our Gemara said that our Mishnah taught us Moisa HaMais, the leftover money collected for Maises goes to the Yorshim. So the Avnei Nez explains that what's the reason? Because the Mais for whom the money was collected would be very satisfied that money should be used for the benefit of his family. And therefore, since it's used for the benefit of his family, that's what it's considered as if the Mais got the use out of it that we had intended when we collected the money. Rabbi Chanan has a different pshat. He says that it becomes the Mase's money to the degree that his Yarshim, just like the Yarshim, any other assets that this Mase might have had, then the halach is that the Mase will also, that the Yarshim will be used, that money will be used for that purpose as well. Now, we learned in our Mishnah that Moisa Mase, there's a difference in Moiser Aniyim L'Aniyim and Moiser Ani L'Oiser Ani. The Halacha says that if money was collected for all the Aniyim, then that money should, and then there's leftover money, it should be used for that, for all Aniyim. Whereas if there's money collected for a specific Ani, that money should be left for the family. So the question was, we're going to learn the Gemara, that if it turns out that this Mace had money, and we didn't need to collect for money for him, then the halacha is the money goes back to those who collected. So why should the halacha not be the same that if we collected money for an ani and then there was surplus, should be given back to that person? So the Karban Eder explains, if the person was poor, he gets legal possession of that money. And once, as we just explained, he gets that possession, even though the surplus, he doesn't have to give it back. The Takel Chaditin says similarly. Takel Chaditin says that when people give money for a specific ani to bury him, they are aware that they may be that we may collect more than that's needed. And since as long as some of the money is needed, and they are aware that we may end up not needing all that money, what they meant to say was that it should be used for his family. Says the Mishnah, if we collect the money under the assumption that this person doesn't have any money, and then Baruch Hashem, it turns out that he does have money, that the halacha would be that we give the money to his Yarshim. Think about, they collected money for this Mace and not for his Yarshim. And once we determined that he didn't need that money, why should we go give it to his Yarshim? Amle, Anolai Amris, I did not say that the money should go to Yarshim. I was not quite. At Manolach, how do you know for sure that I was wrong? And therefore the Gemara doesn't end to teach us this Pesach. The Chasam Sofer asks, our Gemara is saying that if they collected the money on the assumption that he doesn't need the money, and then it turns out that he didn't need the money, we give back the money. So ask the Chasam Sofer, so the same halacha ought to be that if you collected the money and you collected too much money, so the money should also have to go back to the people who donated it, and say that certainly he didn't mean to give all that money, The people only meant to give what is necessary. So the Chasam Sofer says a very important point. He says, which we said a moment ago, whenever money is given, people realize that you can't figure out that you're going to give the exact amount of money that's needed. You always have the possibility that you may end up giving more money than you needed. And therefore, the people who gave it with that understanding. But they did not give it under the understanding that you don't need any, that you don't need any money, that for a person who didn't need the money at all. And there are a lot of questions. The Chasam Sofer discusses a situation that money was collected for a certain individual who didn't have funds, that he should be able to marry off his daughter who was a kala. And then that girl passed away, Rachman Tzlan, before the wedding. So he says that our Gemara that teaches us whatever the money was never needed. So we should say that his money, unfortunately, was never needed. Here, where the money ended up not being needed, the Chasam Sofer says that the leftover money should go back to the people who donated it. The Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Gimel discusses where somebody gave money to someone else to help him marry off his daughter, and now the daughter never ended up getting married. The father passed away, and the daughter got older, not getting married. And the question is, can that girl use that money for other purposes, for living purposes? And the Miches Yitzchak takes a lenient approach. The Miches Yitzchak says that that money can be used for that purposes. Says the Gemara, Tani ain't poidim shavu b'shavu. Tani b'shem Reb Nosson teaches us, Maisa mace, if you have leftover money that was collected for mace, yibonanay nefesh akivrei, we should use it to make a mitzvah. Yas loy zilof. In those days, it was very common that they used to spritz wine on top of the kever. There shouldn't be any foul smell. And that's why that if there's money left over after they need to make the mitzvah, they could use it for that purpose. Tani, says the Gemara, we learned in a Mishnah, Masech Toharis, ain't pardon shavi b'shavi. If we collect the money for one person, we can't use it for another person. Vein goyven talis b'talis. If they collected money for a person's clothing, and the law is that you can't use, if they've collected money for that purpose, they're not allowed to take and fool the people as if they're going to buy him very expensive clothing, and that they should be willing to give more money, even though it's never their intention to buy expensive clothing. If, however, the Gaboyim of Tzedakah see that this is necessary, we allow them to do it. We don't make a matzeva on the kever of a tzaddik. The vreim heinheims of rechonim. The divrei Torah that a tzaddik says that's the biggest matzeva that we make for a tzaddik. So of course we know that we do make a matzeva, and we make a matzeva for everyone. And here our Gemara says that we don't make it. So the pash pshat is that the reason we make a mitzvah is, as we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, is that Chas v'Shalom a Kohen or other people should realize that there's a mitzvah here and not become tamei. And therefore, I saw that the Geshe Chaim explains that what our Gemara means to say is Ein Ois Nefashel Tzadikim means we don't make a fancy, elaborate mitzvah. We make a simple mitzvah, which is, of course, our minig. But the Rashba, and the Shas HaTshuvas Rashba, Chelk Aleph Simen Shin Ayin Hey, says, Matzeva Shemamidim Ala Kever, the Matzeva that we put on top of a Kever, Ein Lecha Kovet Godel Yos Mezeh. It's the biggest Kovet that we could do for a person. And that's why he says that we should make a Matzeva. We just learned in our Gemara that Ein Oysim, we don't make it. We don't make a mitzvah. And actually, we find in the Torah that Yaakov Avinu made him a tzeva for Rachel, as the pasuk says, "V'yatzev Yaakov metzeva k'vrosoi, he metzevas Rachel ad ayoyim." So, regarding the metzeva of Rachel, the Mefarshim explain that it was made, Yaakov Inu didn't make it on her behalf. Yaakov Inu made it on our behalf that we should have where to daven, as we know. Ramosh in the Chuvis in Igros Moshe Chel Gimel Simen Kufnun Dalid, and in Yerideya Chel Dalid Simen Nun Zayin, says that Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't mean that we don't make a metzeva. He says that what he means to say is there's a difference between a tzaddik and other people. Other people, you have to make a metzeva. By a tzaddik, we don't need to make a metzeva. Another point that I saw that Mefarshim explained, that a tzaddik, the divrei Torah of a tzaddik indeed are the biggest schus, and that's the way we remember him. But it could happen that a tzaddik is nifter, and at that point people knew him, people remember him, people remember his divrei Torah. But as the years go by, he's not remembered that well. And that's why we make him a tzeva for that purpose. I saw the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Havas Chesed, Perek Tezvav, says that there are people that want to make memorial for people who passed away, and they make these fancy matzevas, and they bring flowers. He says, you could do more for that neshama if you buy svarim, and you bring him to a shul, to yeshiva, that would be the biggest chus for that person. Furthermore, the Gedolei Yisrael say that we, going back to something that we spoke about at the beginning of the shir, that even we who make a mitzeva don't make a mitzeva during the shiva. The reason that we don't make a mitzeva during the shiva is because the neshama is still there. And since the neshama is still there, we wait till after the neshama leaves to make a mitzeva. I saw furthermore that in discussing this halacha of making metzevis, that the Miches Yitzchak in the Chelek Al Simon Chavtes discusses that with different times in our history that Klai Yisrael suffered, there were no niftarim, and they still wanted to make a metzeva. So is that considered usur? Maybe the only time you're allowed to make a metzeva is like we're learning in our Gemara, when it's for neshama. But here, where it's not for neshama, maybe we should not be allowed to make a metzeva. He says that he quotes the Rambam, as long as the metzeva was not made with the purpose that it should be used to chas v'shalom for an avodah zarah, there is no issue of making metzeva. But there's a very important point that we need to make when we speak about metzevas. As much as we're learning now, that certainly with certain people we should make a metzeva, and our meaning, as we said, is that we make a mitzvah by everybody. Although I saw that there was a minig by certain rebbes that they didn't make a mitzvah, they just made an oil. They made like a house around the nifter. And the source of that minig is our Gemara. The Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya Simen Shin Mem Dalet Sif Aleph, is Mispa Gedoyle Hospital Meis Karoi. It's appropriate to properly eulogize a mace. It's a mitzvah that the person who says the hesped should make people feel bad that the nifter was nifter kedei laharbis b'chiyah u'haske shvachay. However, says Balocha, v'asal hafka b'shvachay yos midai. We have to be careful not to overdo it. Al maskirim midas toiv shaboy. We mention how this person was a good person. Masifin b'ktas. We could say a little more than what is true. Rakshla yaflik, we shouldn't exaggerate. Vim loy hoy by midas toivus klal, if the person who passed away didn't have midas toivus lo yaskalov. V'chacham v'chassid, if a person was a chacham or a chassid, maskir lam chachmosom v'chassidosom. V'kol ha-maskal mish loy hoy by klal, somebody who says something about somebody which was totally not true, or shemaha moisav lahaflik yoyz midai, or he says more than, very, too much more, He's not doing himself a favor or not for the mace. And therefore, different titles are used, different descriptions are used about a mace, which are not totally true. You have to be very careful not to say something which is not true. I saw that the Chashuke Chemed has a discussion that what, you know, in our world, he says people use words very easily. The words Mesiris Nefesh, for example, he says, are used easily. Mesiris Nefesh means Mesiris Nefesh, that a person was ready to give up his life for whatever purpose for Hashem. So he discusses there, can we call something Mesiris Nefesh, can we call somebody on his Matzeva, a person who was Meisen, who did favors for other people, who was a good Jew, can we use the word Meisen Nefesh? So he says, maybe if that's the way people use that terminology, Bizman Azeh, we could be more lenient, but he's not so quick to be lenient. Or similarly, the word Kadosh, holy, is a word that's also somewhat abused, and therefore he says also you shouldn't use the word Kadosh unless the person who was Nifter was truly a Kadosh. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan have a masmach ma'azel al Rabchiyah. Ba'abba. Rabbi Yochanan was walking, was leaning, was being supported by Rabchiyah Ba'abba. Rabbi Elazar chamelei, and Rabbi Elazar saw him from far. He didn't want Rabbi Yochanan to see him, so he hid. These two things, Rabbi Yochanan realized that Rabbi Elazar was hiding. He said, these two things, that this person from Bavel, Rabbi Elazar came from Bavel, chadar de loshal b'shlamei, one, that he doesn't say Shalom Aleichem to me, mitmer, and the second thing that he doesn't want to, that he hides from me, that he doesn't want to speak to me. So Rav Yochanan was clearly upset. Amalei Rav Yaakov Eidi, kach nehigin gabon, that is the minig in Bavel, the Zeiru l'shol b'shlemi the rabbi. The younger person, the less chashev person, doesn't address the older person. Din and nagim kaimen, that's why? Because they followed what it says in the pasuk, "Ruuni na'uri v'nechbaru v'shisha kamav amdu," that they hide from people who are greater from them. And Rav Yaakov Bar Idi still wanted to get Rav Yochanan not to be upset. Amlu malam ever kamei do udrit salmi. Is somebody allowed to walk by a avodah zara that's called a dura? Amale, so Rav Yochanan said to him, "Ma at palagle yikar? Why are you showing him respect? By not walking next to it, that's showing you respect. Over Kamai, you should walk in front of him, and Samenei, and break it. Amalei, Yos, Rabbi Elazar Ovid, Delo Ovid Kamach. That now I can understand where Rabbi Elazar refused to walk in front of you. He obviously had great fear from you, and because he obviously had great fear from you, that's why you're such a strong person, he didn't want to come in contact with you. That when he said Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Elazar did something else that was inappropriate. When he would say halacha in my name, he would not say it in my name. So Rav Amir Ravasi now attempted to try to get Rabbi Yochanan not to be upset, to appease him. They used to have a shul where the coppersmiths were daven, but Nagar, where they had this pole that they used with a bolt on top of it to use it to close the door, Shesh Barosha Glistera, that has it on the top of a bolt, it has on top of it a hole, a circle that looks like a pomegranate. Shenachalku Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi had a machloikis of the halacha, is that Keli Muks or not? And there was such an excitement, there was such a machloikis, that the halacha is that Kar Sefer Torah B'chamason, a Sefer Torah got destroyed during that machloikus. And that's, of course, a terrible thing. I saw a very interesting discussion. When is every time a Sefer Torah gets torn, is there a chiv to fast? And I saw that the Masham discusses that if people did not actually see the Sefer Torah get torn, even though they're part of that shul, they don't have to fast. They should finish. Everybody in the shul should accept upon themselves, this is the Marsham, everybody should accept upon themselves to say the whole Tehillim. But in our generation, says the Marsham, where it's hard for people to fast, we could be a little more lenient. Karu, asked the Gemara, the Sefer Torah was actually torn by Sakadatach, El Nikra Sefer Torah. In the excitement of that battle, Sefer Torah got burnt. And ultimately, this Beis Knesset will turn into Avad Zara, and that's exactly what happened. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi were trying to show Rav Yochanan what are the repercussions of getting angry. So he says, you his friend, that you're trying to defend him. And therefore he says, if he was my friend, I would indeed not be allowed to get angry at him. But he's my Talmud. And a Talmud is obligated to show respect to his Rebbe. And the fact that he refused, the fact that he wasn't showing this respect, that's why I have every right to get angry. Says the Gemara. Nechnas l'fan of Rav Yaakov Idi. So now Rav Yaakov Idi comes, and Rav Yaakov Idi is trying to get Rav Yochanan to calm down. Amalei, the pasuk says, "Ksiv kashetziva Hashem es Moshe avdoi, kein tziva Moshe Yeshua." Now, v'chi kaldiva v'diva shal Yeshua Yoshev v'dorish. So he asked, "Do you really think that everything that Yeshua said, Hayomer, before he said it, he would say kacham Moshe? This is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught me." Rather, what must we understand? Yeshua Yosh V'dorish. Yeshua was saying a drasha. V'yodin ha'kol shatarish ha'mashi. And everybody realized that what he was saying was what he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Af ato, so too Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lezer Yosh V'dorish. Rabbi Lezer is saying whatever he's saying. V'hakl yodim, and everybody knows that he's your Talmud. And they know ha'tarish ha'chahi. Amalei. So now at this point, Rabbi Yochanan calmed down. And he says, how come you don't know how to calm me down? Like Ben Idi, who knew how to calm me down. So I sort of, some cipher asks, why does he explain that the Gemara means that when the pasuk says, that everything Yeshua said was said in the name of Moshe, maybe it means to say that Yeshua gave over to Klal Yisrael all the halachas that the Moshe Rabbeinu told him to give over. So the Chasam Sofer answers that we know that Shlosh Mei halachas, that Yeshua forgot some of the halachas that he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore he says it can't be shot in the Gemara that everything he said from Moshe Rabbeinu because he forgot. But it means that he accepted that he was such a Talmud. Says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Mai Kulahai. But ask the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yochanan get so upset at Rabbi Lezer? The boy, the Yemishmatz Bismay, why that he was so anxious that everything Rabbi Lezer say he should say over the name in his name? Says the Gemara, because Af David Bikishalei Rachmim. David Melech also asked that everything he says should be said over in his name. Shnema, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Agura Alecha Bailomim, Echse Beseisa Knofecha Sela. Now the question is, Vichyos Al Data Shadavit Shuchayim Kaim Lailomim. Did David HaMelech ever think that he will live forever? El kach am adav ofnei kodesh baruch hu, ribono shel olam. Eskesh yedover namaram bebat haknesiyos bebat hamidrashos. I daven to you that all, everything I say should be said over in the bet haknesiyos bebat hamidrashos. And I saw the mefarshim say, the bet haknesiyos means that people should say Tehillim, which I composed, and bet hamidrashos, they should say the halachas that I said. Shimon ben Gzeira amishim ritzchak kol tamet chochem. And that's why he was so anxious. Rabbi Yochanan was so anxious that Torah should be said in his name. Shimon ben Azira b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Gaimer. Kol tam chokam sh'aymed v'alochem m'pib b'olam hazeh. Sfosos roichus shesamay b'kever. When the person is no longer in the world, his lips still move. Shnemar v'chikech kiyayin atoiv doiviv sisa yishenim. Ma koimish shal anovim zeh. Just like this pile of grapes. Kivin shemneich adam etzba alov. If you put your finger on top of it, the entire stack starts to move. After the same shal tzaddikim, the lips of the tzaddikim, kiven sha'im dov alochim apiyim shal tzaddikim, as soon as alochim is said over in their names, even if they're no longer here in the world, svaseim rach siman bekever. I saw that the Medrash compares it to a magnet, that just like a magnet causes the piece of steel to move, so too, when somebody speaks about, somebody says Divrei Torah, then it causes that person lips automatically move. But ask the Gemara, Ma no yeshloi, what hana does the tzaddik have from that? Says the Gemara ben Nazira, Amma kadein de shasi kanditin. Somebody who drank a very expensive wine that has in it other ingredients, spices, etc., mixed into it. Rabbi Yitzchak, kedain the shasi chamer atik. If somebody drinks good wine, old wine, afgav the shasile, even if he drinks it, tamim pumei, he still has the taste in the mouth. Here too, the person who says every Torah helps that person that he should have his choice of divorce. So I saw that the Panim Iri says, even if you don't mention that tzaddik's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you're saying a Dvar Torah from that tzaddik. So why should it make a difference? As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So he explains that if you say over Dvar Torah in the name of a great tzaddik, then that tzaddik, the fact that it has the name of that tzaddik attached to it, will make that people will be quicker, if he was a great individual, will be quicker to accept it. And that's tremendous chus for that tzaddik, that because you said his name, people will follow the halacha properly. The Eitz Yosef explains, why do we find that specifically Rabbi Yochanan was the person that had this concern? So he says, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan was nifter without any children, that his children died. Rabbi Yochanan, when he went to be Menachem Avil, would say, this is the bone, Dain Grumma, the Sira Bear, this is the bone of my 10th child. So what he left in the world, the only thing he left in the world were his Divrei Torah. And since the only thing that he left in the world was his Divrei Torah, that's why he was so anxious that people should say over the Divrei Torah in his name, even when he's not in this world anymore. Rav Gidl Amar, Ha'im Shmuel B'Shem Amrei, Yira Ba'al Shmuel Kilo Oim B'Negdoi. If you say something over the name of somebody, it should be as if that person standing in front of him. Shenemar, Ach B'Tzalem Yisalchish. You say something over that person is standing in front of you. Because I saw that the Shalos Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi explains that a person, what the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, Ve'hi Odom L'Nefesh Chaya. What makes a person is nefesh chaya. And the Targum Unkel says, l'ruach memalala. The person's ability to speak is what makes the person into a person. So if I'm saying over the retire in the name of that person when he is no longer in the world, but if I say the retire in his name, it's as if he's still here. And therefore, it's such a big schus. Ksiv rav adam yikra ish chazdoi. Vish amunim yimtza. Says the Gemara, Rav Adam Zashakal Adam. It's talking about regular people. V'yesh Emunim Yimitza, it's talking about Rav Zera, that was very careful whenever he said over something in somebody's name, he should make sure that that person truly said it. And that's called Ish Emunim. He was a trustworthy person to make sure that everything he said was accurate. Dab Rav Zera, listen Tzrichin Cheshashim, L'shmatzei, the Rav Sheshis. We have to we don't have to be careful on anything Rav Sheshi says. Do gavra mefatcha. He was a very great Talmud Chacham. Amalei Rav Zeir l'Ravasi. Chacham Rebbe Levar Pasya that amishmatz b'shvei. But Pasya was a wise person and who lived in Ravasi's time. And Ravasi would say over Divrei Torah in his name. So he was asked. Rav Zeir asked Ravasi, did you hear directly this words from him that you're saying them over? Amlei, so Rav Asi responded to Rav Zeira, Rav Yochanan Amr B'Shmei, I heard Rav Yochanan say these things in his name, and therefore, since I heard Rav Yochanan say it, I can be certain that it's accurate. Amlei, Rav Zeira Rav Asi. Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, Chacham Rebbe L'Rav that Amr Shmei B'Shmei, did you know Rav that you're saying over halachas in his name? Amlei, Rav Adi Bar Hava Am B'Shmei. I heard it from Rav Adi Bar Hava, who heard it accurately. Says the Gemara, Ein Dor She'ein Be'el Tzonim. In all generations, there are people who are not serious. K'dor Yishol David. In the generation of David, there were Tzonim. Because says the Gemara, Maya Prutzei Dor Oysim. What were the people who were disrespectful doing in the time of David? Hayahochim Etzach Alon Oysim Shol David. They went to his windows. Amar Lo, David, David. They would say to him, Emesa Yibana Be'es HaMikdash. When will the Beis HaMikdash be built? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Beis HaMikdash will not be built in your life. And they said to him, when will the Beis HaMikdash be built? And I saw the Mefarshim explain Why did they specifically go to his window? Because we know that all of the problems that began by David is because he looked out the window and he saw Bathsheba. So they were trying to remind him of that Aveira. And they were saying, because of that Aveira, Hashem said, you won't be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. And David HaMelech would say, even though their intention is to bother me, he made a shvua, I didn't care. The pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu David, you're going to live all the days that I said that I had planned that you should live. You will not leave the world early. The entire purpose of Shlomo Melech building the Beis HaMikdash is that he should bring Kabbanos on the Beis HaMikdash. Lack of Kabbanos Tzibur. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David HaMelech, I prefer the Tzedakah Mishpat that you do while you're alive, Yosef and HaKarbon. Shesemar, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Asay Tzedakah Mishpat Nifkal Hashem Yizavach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains, I prefer the Torah, the Tzedakah Mishpat that you do, and the Gemara Masechet Makis says, Dafir Amal Alf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Toivli Yom Achad, Shata Oisik B'Torah. I prefer one day where you're learning Torah, I prefer Torah over anything else that you could do. A person's learning Torah. When a person learns Torah, there's nothing more that brings nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I prefer that more than anything else that you could do on my behalf, more than the Beis HaMikdash, and more than anything else. And that's why I prefer you and won't take away you from this world one moment. I won't take you away from this world one moment too early. Hanu lach mitzarfen shkolim, hanu lach mitzarfen shkolim, hanu lach mitzarfen shkolim.